Begin the Gemara and Daf. Mesech this tainus Daf Yudal. Begin the Menal. Begin the Teis and Asa. Begin with the Gemara. Left Shiruhu. It's not really left over. But Al Katani Labeidach Perka because it went in the other Perk. So therefore, that can't be a ton of a Shire. Taisus points out, but then the truth is that a Matzal Terutz could love. The Gemara could have answered like we answered previously. Why to answer this question? So why didn't we say the case of taking out the Teva? Let's is because Milde Befer Heselik Tani. Things that are public that are done in Shusarabim. That we didn't mention. We only mentioned halachas to an individual, like trillis, etc. And this halach of taking out the table, the shusrab, is milde v'hesya. And that could have been another answer why that's not considered a ton of a shay. Next test, maskal, test begin with the words of the Gemara, ton of chada. We learn one brace, mesanis, but a shayness, but a bachrenis. The fasting is by the first ones, not the last ones. Ton of idach, learn another brace, mesan, bachrenis, but a shayness. Fasting is by the last ones, and not by the first ones. Ton of idach, learn a third brace, so mesanin, we don't fast, libya shayness, but a bachrenis, not by the first ones, not by the last ones. The Gemara says, it's not difficult. If you take it regarding the middle fast, it will resolve all three brises. Pesach and Rashi explains. Means the middle three fasts, the Ba'is and Titanus, where in those fasts is the halacha that Ubris, Umanikas, Mizanis, where the pregnant and the nursing women are fasting. And this is how you resolve all the three brises. Mizanis, Birushainis, when we say you fast by the first ones, Pirish, it means Birushainis. What does it mean? Return the lemma. And so it's the middle ones. Why is it called the first ones? It's the first of the later ones. Where Shoichamuris, where the middle ones are the most stringent, yes, that even the pregnant women would fast. That's what we're saying, that that's where the fasting is. But not by the later ones. Why? Because in the Fisha, because there's too many of them, there's seven of them. But never the pregnant woman can't do that. But this is where we learn Bachrain's, the fasting is only by the later one, not by the first ones. Hachrain's, Hanim Tzoyz, it means the middle ones. Why are we calling it the later ones in that price? Shemachrain's, later than the first ones. Because Betchilid, beginning, goes in Shalosh Tanya's first to make three fasts. And Bechim Bishneer Shalosh, by the second one, there's three fasts. So it's the later of the first ones. And that's what we're saying, well, but they don't fast by the first ones, Shem Kas, because they're the more lenient fasts, and therefore they don't have to fast yet. And the third rise, what they've done is we learned, you don't fast not by the first ones, not by the later ones. Kolema. We say not by the first three, it means literally the first three ones. When we say not by the last seven ones, it means literally the last ones. Now, that's what it says, because not by the first or the last, it's actually by the middle ones. And that resolves, that's what the Gemara is saying. Next to master, third beginning with the words of the Gemara, Shlaisa explains, this is adding on by the later ones, Anenu. It doesn't mean to say Anenu, but 12 times the Anenu that we say by a fast. El Anenu, Shemim, Beslichas, Obeim, Mekipurim, mean the Anenu that we say by the Slichas, Obeim, Mekipurim, Anenu, Obeim, Anenu. Anenu, the Tefillah, but regarding Anenu that we say in Davin, look, but that's not saying, because Dab B'Shal Shem is not normal. That was said even by the first three fasts. And what we're adding on later on is this Anenu, Obeim, Anenu. To the next Tais Masa, the words of the Gemara, Behen Yudchas Truas, and in them there's this 18 Truas. Where similar to Yericha, and a sign for this is Yericha is Jericho. Pirish, what does it mean to say? Should be Yericha Asakim, because this is what they did by Jericho when they conquered Yericha. Shekifu Zayin Yamim, they circled it 7 days. While you take them Cholim, every single day would blow, and that's the seven times. That's the 18 blasts that you have. That's Kamei Kain Tiknu. That's the same thing they instituted. That they would they had these 18 blasts. Is that Kamekit Tiknimatainis? That's what they instituted by the fast. Now, Ubachol Tainis, Mesivin Shesh Brachis. So, how do you get to this number 18? Because by every fast, Mesivin Shesh Brachis, you add on 6 Brachis. Bachol Bracha, and every Bracha take a minimum take, and you blow a Tikiya, true Tikiya. And Kain, Han Yutchas Truth. So, that's 6 times 3 is this number of 18 because of that. This is what they did by Yerichle, that they made the blast when they surrounded. Every single day, and there's here too that where beside that the additional 6 brachas, each one has to have 3 truas, which is 18 truas. Next test master, they begin with the Gemara Masrin LeEzra. We blow out for help. Pirushi Yavod LaAsar Eir B'Chulu. We're calling out that people should come help by the city. Now Masrin here that we say we're doing a trua doesn't mean we're a shayfa, it means bepeh, by mouth. Pirish, by true, we're return 11, I'm assuming bepeh, then we'll have to true b'shayfa b'shabbos, because we're not permitting to blow a blast on the shayfa on Shabbos. It just means screaming out on Shabbos for help.